Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. It may sound like the plot of a Mission Impossible movie, subway cars made by the Chinese government spying on us. But experts say it's not only possible, it could be happening right now. In Massachusetts, the MBTA has awarded more than $840 million in contracts to the China Railway Rolling Stock Corporation, a state-owned enterprise, to build about 400 new subway cars for the T. State Representative Sean Dooley, a Norfolk Republican, is warning they could be a Trojan horse. Writing in Commonwealth Magazine, Dooley says it's clear the MBTA didn't consider what it means for the safety of riders and their personal information when it agreed to become a client of the Chinese government. And Representative Sean Dooley is with us right now. Welcome to Radio Boston. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So what exactly are you worried about that could be happening with the T's new red and orange line cars?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, as you said, it sounds like something out of a Tom Clancy novel. But the reality is China has been a bad actor for a long time as far as stealing technology. And most recently with the Marriott data breach, with the ZTE chip spyware. I'm worried about them having control of our rail. I mean, it is a national security issue. Having our rail being manufactured by a foreign government, we would never let them manufacture an aircraft carrier or a fighter plane. Why are we letting them have something so complicated and so important?
But, you know, I was just mentioning, I want to give credit to Michael Capuano, because just a moment ago he said, you know, what are you talking about in the next segment? And I said this and I explained. And he said, well, then we got to be worrying about every single cell phone and TV set and, you know, every piece of equipment in our kitchen, et cetera. You get the point. I mean, so much stuff is assembled in China. Are you concerned that all of this could be full of spyware?
Well, obviously, there's been instances, you know, in Canada where they had the ZTE breach. That is the problem. But I'm more worried from the standpoint of this is a major security infrastructure. I mean, if there is technology built into the rail cars, they can take it over. They can shut down our rail system. They can control the engines, and, you know, in a case of war or espionage, you know, have horrific events. So it's not just spying and getting our personal information. It's also being able to either shut down our rail or manipulate our rail and kind of hold us hostage.
So we reached out to the MBTA and they sent us a statement last night. I'm just going to read part of it. This comes from the MBTA. The safety of the T's systems is of the utmost importance, and the MBTA has robust controls in place to maintain the security of the system. They also say the software components of the new rail cars aren't being made in China and they're built consistent with cybersecurity guidelines of the Department of Defense's military system safety standards. Does that make you feel a little bit better?
Oh, that makes me feel a little bit better. But, you know, different cybersecurity people I've spoken to, they're like, there are Trojan horses. You know, they are doing all the wiring. They are doing all the other infrastructure aspects of these rail cars. And they could have something in there that it's not activated now. It could be activated later. And that's what we're really worried about, it because, you know, once it's into the infrastructure, it can transfer into more, you know, comprehensive components.
Well, Representative Dooley, stand by, because I want to introduce Andrew Grotto of Stanford University. He's a former senior director for cybersecurity policy in the Obama administration and the Trump administration as well. And Andrew Grotto, welcome to Radio Boston. It's good to have you.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
So you've been listening in to what Representative Dooley is concerned about. Is he way out there, or are his concerns justified? What do you think?
No, I agree with him. You know, I think what people have to realize is that rail cars are no longer just hulking metal boxes on wheels. They're highly complex computerized systems that rely on sensors, processors, and connectivity to operate. Computers open and close doors. They monitor passenger behavior. They change the speed and direction of the car. They exchange data with the environment around them. And so having computers perform these functions can result in safer and more efficient rail operations, but only if the cybersecurity risks inherent in relying on those computers are appropriately managed. And I don't see much evidence of that here. You know, I appreciate you know, MBTA's, acknowledgement of the DoD standards, but, you know, having a set of things to comply against is different than kind of feeling cybersecurity in your bones and baking this into your operational practices. every bit as important as how they oversee this, the implementation of the standards. What will the security posture look like on a day-to-day basis? Who at MBTA is responsible for essentially owning this risk? What are the oversight and accountability mechanisms? All those questions, which you know are really management questions and about leadership, I haven't seen answers to yet.
Interesting. So, what? Be specific. What are the risks? I mean, is this a risk that Representative Dooley was talking about? They could actually take control of the system. They could hack into it. Are they spying on us? Are they spying on passengers? I mean, be specific. What are the risks here?
Yeah. Well, let's take a step back for a moment from China. And, you know, so these risks would exist no matter where in the world the train is manufactured.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously China presents a heightened threat profile due to its pretty extraordinary track record of espionage against the United States. We also are military and economic competitors with China. And so, you know, the China angle matters here, but you know, this is about more than just China. This is about treating cybersecurity risk the same way that you treat safety risks, because cybersecurity threats can give rise to safety threats. So as an example, there's an attack that we've seen become really common over the past few years. It's really hospitals and small businesses have been particularly hard hit, but it's not a stretch to imagine other targets. It's called ransomware. Essentially, an adversary, it could be a nation state, it could be a criminal group, will break into a system and essentially encrypt all the data to make the system unusable unless, you know, the user either pays a bribe or does some other action. I know. So imagine, you know, a criminal group or a nation state threatening or doing this during rush hour, right? The results would be devastating. From a safety perspective, you know, if an adversary is able to get inside the computers that control traffic management and the speed and direction of the car, you know, they could cause accidents. So these are real risks. And you know, again, what's important here is for MBTA to view cybersecurity risk as a dimension of the broader set of safety risks that I know they really care about.
So my understanding is that there's proposed federal policy which is attached to the appropriations bill tied up by the shutdown right now, and this would put essentially a 1-year restriction on federal money being spent on transit vehicles produced by companies owned or subsidized by the Chinese government, like the new T cars, for instance. That would allow give the Department of Homeland Security time to study the risk. What's the study of that policy right now, of that bill right now?
Yeah, you know, I mean, as you referenced, you know, Congress is you know shut down, you know, just like the broader federal government is, and so, you know, for now, you know, it's obviously not at the top of Congress's agenda getting the government back open is, and so, but yeah, I would expect if and when. You know, Congress is able to work this out with the White House. This will come back.
And let me come back to you. I want to just go back to Representative Dooley, because I understand that you filed your own bill in the state legislature to do something similar to the federal proposal, right?
Exactly.
And so what would the bill do?
Basically, what mine was set up was for non-market economy. So that's how the United States and also the UN defines countries like China and North Korea, Iran. Would be prohibited from companies that are substantially owned by non-market economies countries to be exempt from bidding on any Commonwealth.
Exempt or prohibited.
Prohibited from bidding on any procurement over $1 million.
So what do you think the state should do right now? I mean, you know, there are a lot of jobs tied up with this. The T needs serious upgrading. This Chinese company can make more cars for less money. They're building them at a plant in Springfield, creating jobs. Would you advocate just stopping that process because of an unproved risk?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, we're already in the process of this one. I'm just talking about things going forward.
I think
it's one of these things that we really need to address. And, you know, do we really want to be in bed with the Chinese government, you know, with all their human rights violations and their active espionage going on against Americans and American companies for a few extra dollars? I mean, it's a 20%. You know, they basically bought their business by being 20% as opposed to all the other North American vendors.
Mm. Andrew Grotto, should we be concerned about all those other products that we use and surround ourselves with in our household that are made in China?
Well, yeah, but you know, I think what's important to recognize here is that, you know, managing risk is, you know, you tailor the measures you take to mitigate a risk against the threat posed, you know, by a risk. And so the threat from, you know, your TV, you know, going haywire is a lot different and you know, for most people a lot smaller than if you know, the commuter rail system were to go south. You know, and so we would expect, and really we ought to demand more protections, more investment for infrastructure, you know, which if it went, if it were damaged, could cause, you know, catastrophic loss of life and economic damage than ordinary consumer goods. But that doesn't mean that we don't, you know, demand more risk mitigation measures for those goods as well. But again, you know, it's easy. You know, look, there are a lot of good reasons to beat China up over its trade policy, over its human rights record, you know, its record of espionage. But these risks are present no matter where, you know, a good is manufactured. It could be manufactured in the United States, and it doesn't mean there's no cybersecurity risk.
Right. So, final question. I mean, as someone with deep experience in the federal government, do you have confidence, Andrew Grotto, that this problem is being sufficiently recognized and sufficiently reckoned with by the federal government right now?
So I think it's mixed. You know, I know that there are a lot of people in this administration who are dedicated and committed to addressing cyber threats. But you know, as we look ahead at things like privacy, which, you know, there'll be a lively debate in this coming Congress on consumer privacy, which is relevant to cybersecurity. A lively debate on infrastructure investment. You know, the country is, you know, by some estimates, $1.5 trillion in the hole on infrastructure investments. You know, I'd like to see them, you know, really make sure that these policy domains that bear on safety consider the cybersecurity risks that embedding more computers, more digital a kit in infrastructure creates for the American people.
Mm. Sean Dooley, last question to you, because you brought this to our attention. Are you confident that the state, that Massachusetts, is going to do what it needs to do? So, I mean, I guess the sort of follow-up to that question is, where's your bill going?
I was going to say, it's just, you know, just filed yesterday. You know, the bill filing deadline, as you know, is tomorrow. So we'll see. So far, I'm not confident, but I'm going to keep pushing because I think it is a legitimate concern, and we need to at least have the discussion. I'd love to be proven that there's no possibility, and then I'll be happy.
All right. Well, that's Norfolk State Representative Sean Dooley. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks
appreciate it. And Andrew Grotto, former head of cybersecurity policy in the White House under Presidents Obama and Trump, thank you so much for joining us today and helping us with this discussion.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Listeners, what do you think about all this? Send us a tweet. Talk to us on Facebook at Radio Boston. And stay with us. Coming up, Attorney General Maura Healey takes on Purdue Pharma and its owners. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.
Wait, don't go yet.
Because you already know how to download a podcast.
But if you have any other tech or life question, maybe we can help you. WBUR is working on a new show, and we need your tech questions.
Or maybe your parents' questions. Just click that little phone-shaped app on your cell phone and leave a message. 617-917-4717.
Yes, we know. How quaint. A phone call. But give it a try. 617-917-4717.